wake up and laugh. The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show is on 99.7 DJX.
All right, welcome to it. Another Monday. Ben and Kelly. Hi there, Kelly.
Hello.
Zero. Zero is the number of perfect brackets still in existence. Zero. There are none.
Yeah.
There are none.
There is a lot of bracket busters that happened over the weekend.
We're talking about the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Oral Roberts taking down one of my favorite teams, Ohio State, on Friday, and then taking down Florida yesterday. So they're in the Sweet 16. Ohio University taking down last year's champion in Virginia. So, yeah, they're taking on number 5 Creighton today. I mean, it's crazy. So, you know, hey, I'm just sitting over here looking at it all because I don't care.
I've got no dog in the fight.
Nope.
I mean, even when we do have dogs in the fight, I don't care. So
no, yeah. I know that. I care less this year. But yeah, neither Louisville nor Kentucky has a team in there. IU doesn't have a team in there. It's just kind of like, all right, well, you know, we'll just see what happens. So, yeah, all right.
Purdue is now out, so thanks for keeping us updated on that.
Yeah, thank you, Kelly, for keeping us updated on that. So many Boilermaker fans here in the region.
Listen.
So here in about an hour, we're going to turn our little cash promotion over to the Vigilante, who will give you a word to get in to win $1,000 today. Hacking into our system.
It's really adorable because that's exactly what we were going to do. I guess he wanted to do it.
So in about 1 hour from right now, your first opportunity at $1,000 coming up here this morning on 99.7 DJX. By the way, we do have an update from a group therapy that we had last week. I don't know if you remember the woman who called us and she was all like, hey, you know what? I'm up for a pretty good promotion. My friend is up for the same promotion. We are coworkers. Here's the thing. I found out that she lied on a resume. Do I tell my boss this information? Because I want the promotion and I didn't lie on my resume. So we have an update.
Okay. I'm really curious as to if she... Well, what was our advice again?
Well, remember...
we went back and forth a little bit.
We did, and so we had several different ways to approach it. The large majority of people were like, hey, just leave B. You know, if she's your friend, may the best person win. Just stay out of it. Yeah, stay out of it. Then there were several people that were like, you know what? I've been passed over plenty of times because for people that were less qualified. Tell, but don't tell directly. So I think that was it. Kind of the consensus that if you're going to tell, don't tell the boss directly. Have either a friend do it anonymously, go through. We had even people from HR like talking to us and saying, you know, have that information come from a different source, not you, because it's going to look bad. So,
okay.
Got that for you at about 7:30 or so here on 99.7 DJX. Plus feel good stories and a bunch of other stuff here this morning. So we'll get everything going. Do this every single hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
Natalie Harvey, she's throwing kind of a party.
Okay.
With cake, balloons, a photo shoot.
All right.
It's not her birthday. She lives in Lakeview, Louisiana. Construction on her road work has officially reached 1 year. So she decided to throw a party, basically for herself.
Oh, okay.
So, listen, she says, to celebrate, I've created a replica of the street scene in cake form. 2 layers of chocolate sponge with peanut butter frosting.
Sounds delicious.
To mark the fact that her entire street has been currently, well, torn up, including directly in front of her house, for a year now.
Oh.
She said, our driveways on my side were blocked for about 3 months this summer. Now, the other side is blocked. So nearly every house on the opposite side of the street from mine, their driveways, blocked. So this is kind of like a making lemonade out of lemons?
I guess, yeah.
Except it's cake.
Okay.
And it sounds tasty.
And so she threw this party.
I mean, chocolate sponge cake, peanut butter frosting.
For neighbors or for just herself?
I think just herself.
Okay.
I mean, do it for the gram, right?
Gotcha.
Just put it up on Facebook. And apparently, the road work is taking so long because it's kind of a sporadic schedule. Like, they'll work every day for a week, and then there'll be 2 or 3 weeks, nothing.
Okay.
So, but she's just like, you know what? Something like this? Just needs some cake. Helps you deal with it. It's a pretty great little photo. We'll share the Facebook post.
All right.
Teddy Kelly Show. See, it's a little bit of a making lemonade out of lemons. Well, that's why I'm calling it a feel good. And cake.
Cake and cake. Lemonade. That is Kelly's feel good for you here this morning. All right. Every hour throughout the morning here. At Ben and Kelly Show if you want to see it there. All right, setting the bar. This is a segment of the show where we always set the bar for your day very low. You know, as something to look forward to, sure, but something that you can look forward to not doing. That's more important. So you remember Goldilocks and the Three Bears, right? She breaks into their house, sleeps in their beds, eats all their porridge, all that stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without going full Goldilocks mode on Johnny Depp's house, then you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. But let's be honest. If you're picking a place to break into, that sounds like it's a pretty fabulous place.
Well, yeah, especially 2 months after someone else had done that, too. Inside his Hollywood Hills home there, police called as there was a guy who was taking a shower, made himself a drink from Johnny Depp's liquor cabinet.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and no one knows how long maybe he was in there, but his neighbors had called the police when they saw this guy hanging out just in the neighbor's backyard near the pool. And then, obviously, this person went over to Johnny Depp's house and decided to have himself a Goldilocks moment. Take a shower, make himself a drink.
That is so scary. Like, you know, so Johnny wasn't home.
He was never in danger. He was not at home at the time. So this was.
And that's the good thing.
Right.
Because these stories are really terrifying when people are home.
So, again, you know, I mean, there are a lot of places that you can take a shower and make yourself a drink. Someone else's house is probably not the place to do it, especially if you're an unknown person.
Not invited.
And not invited, right, exactly.
Let's be invited when we're going to shower at other people's houses.
All right. So, yeah, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without going full Goldilocks mode on Johnny Depp's house, then you're doing okay.
That's bold.
Yep, that is bold, and that's setting the bar on 99.7 DJX. Do this every single hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX. Kelly K.
Okay, so I kind of got obsessed with following a new mom on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
She's mom of two. Her name's Lindsay Girk, and she came up with this little series of videos where she kind of imagines conversations that her two kids, who are like 2 and 3 now,
gotcha,
have with each other when she's not around. Now, she's kind of done it through like all stages, especially when the youngest one was like a very new baby and the oldest one's kind of showing the ropes.
Okay. Like tummy time, right?
Pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
What are you doing down there?
Ugh, tummy time. It's the worst. What's up?
Well, I just want to touch base because I feel like I've been driving this crazy train. I've been peeing in hallways, unraveling toilet paper, shoving everything I can find up my nose, and you've just been like behaving.
What about tonight? I only give mom 3 hours of sleep time.
Okay.
Not consecutive hours.
Diabolical.
And you know she can't nap, so she's going to slowly feel like she's losing her mind.
Love the initiative. I'm going to go dump out my Legos and not play with them. Bye!
That's fantastic. I love it.
She's amazing.
I love it.
I took a deep dive into all of her videos. I'm like, I'm a fan.
Boop! Are we really still doing that?
Yeah, special boops for special news.
Give it to me.
Her mom say that she's taking us to the pediatrician today.
By herself.
Yeah, just don't never learn. So same deal as last time. I'm going to pretend I have to go potty 3 times. No dice. We both know I don't have to go. You just scream your cute little head the whole time, okay? Yeah, no doubt. No diggity doubt. Hey, I can also have a blowout in my car seat right before we leave. A dump delay.
Tardiness by turd. A poopy postponement.
All right, well, I found this pen under the bed, so I'm going to go color on mom's work papers. Bye!
I like that. That's funny.
I mean, we've lived all that. If you have any kids, you have been in those scenarios. It's kind of fantastic. We will tweet out her videos if you want to see. And we've also got them up on our website, WDJX.com.
All right, fantastic. At Ben and Kelly Show there on 99.7 DJX. Feel good stories. We do them every hour here throughout the morning.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, so I don't know if you remember last week, we talked to a listener who was up for a promotion. Good news. And the thing was, she found out via some snooping that her friend and coworker had lied on her resume, and they're both up for the same promotion. So she was all like, hey, do I tell my boss about this?
She's kind of known it for a year, though.
Yeah.
And so she's kind of been sitting on this info, which really didn't matter until now.
Yeah. And so we got an update.
I'm nervous.
I know. Anyways, we're here for you. Whatever the update may be, all right?
I think we, at the end of the day, didn't we decide that she's not going to be the one to say anything to the boss?
I mean, if she says anything at all, I think a lot of people were saying, like, just stay out of it. Don't worry about
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
But anyways.
Just earn it on your own merits.
Yep. Do you remember the listener we spoke to last week who was up for a promotion? Newer colleague lied on her resume. Remember her?
Yep. They're both up for the promotion. And she was wondering, hey, should I say something? Because she was a little concerned that the other coworker would end up getting the promotion, and she would think that's under like false pretenses.
Yeah, and if you missed the original call, you can hear the entire thing up at WDJX.com, click listen. But I have her recap in her own words in 60 seconds.
I work for a small family-run business, and me and this other girl, we've been working there about the same time, about 2 years now, mm-hmm. and we're both junior account executives, and we've become friends.
Okay.
We're not exactly like great friends, but we're friendly.
Gotcha.
So now we're both up for a more senior position in the company, you know, much better salary and bonus structure.
Nice. Congratulations.
Yeah. So, and yes, I admit I have a snooping problem. I'm obsessed with looking at people, you know, where they live, their schooling, their social media, you know, stuff like that.
Okay.
So I looked up this girl, and I found out she never graduated college. And the thing is, I know for a fact when she submitted her resume that she said she graduated with a pretty good GPA. But, you know, now it's important because, you know, this position, getting this position really matters to me. I finished college, so I think I deserve it more than she does. So now I just don't, like, should I tell my boss?
Yeah, so we were kind of going back and forth, and I think the overwhelming majority was, hey, don't say anything to your boss, because that could look bad on you. Who knows what it could do to her? But then we got some calls from even people who worked in HR for years that were like, look, if you're going to say something, say it, but don't have it come from you. Like, have it come from another person or an anonymous letter.
They said a lot of people would probably know already, because a lot of people in HR and bosses check social media.
Mm-hmm.
They do their homework. So chances are they might know.
Yeah, especially like if they go to her Facebook page and it's like graduated from, you know, School of Hard Knocks. That's probably an indication that she probably didn't graduate from where she said
Maybe.
She did. So anyways, we got in touch with her and she called back and she's on the phone. So we've got an update for you. What happened, what she decided to do, and all of that next on 99.7 DJ. First of all, good morning.
Morning.
Okay, so thank you for getting back to us on this. To recap real quick, we spoke to you last week and you and your friend were kind of up for a promotion, a better promotion. You found out through, I think, as you said, snooping. Is that
yeah.
right? Yeah. That your friend and your coworker kind of lied on a resume about graduating from college with a great GPA and all that stuff. You know, you were kind of wondering, all right, so like, do I tell my boss about this or do I just kind of let our current talent speak for itself and may the best person win? Did I capture that?
Yep. That's
okay.
Pretty much everything.
So you heard all the responses. People are kind of split. I mean, if I'm honest, there were a lot of people that were like, it's not your place. Don't say anything. There are a couple people that were on the, hey, you know what? It's work. I've been passed over plenty of times for people that are not as qualified. So definitely tell, but don't tell the boss directly. Do it through someone else or some other means. So you heard all that. So what did you decide to do?
So I did end up telling my boss.
Oh, directly?
Yeah. So there's some good news and some bad news here.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah. So not only did I get the promotion, but my friend was actually fired.
Oh, dang. So good news. You got the promotion. Congratulations.
Thank you. But yeah, she was let go. And I mean, I don't think I did anything wrong. I mean, she's the one that lied to get the job.
Right.
But I'm feeling kind of guilty now, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't want her to get fired, but, you know, I just didn't think it was fair that, you know, I went to college and she didn't.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But, I mean, yeah, so.
I don't think you tell her. Like, I don't know if you can ever tell her.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't.
Yeah, good.
You know, I told my boss in confidence.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, but, yeah, it's weighing on me now. Like, I feel I didn't know that she'd get fired necessarily because she, you know, she's a good employee. I just thought he had, you know, had the right to know.
Right. Well, you do know her. Yeah, I mean, you know her skill sets, and you know all of that after working with her. You could send some jobs her way, because I'm sure that she's already reached out to you and said, oh my gosh, I can't believe I got fired.
Yeah. She like doesn't really like understand. I don't know if my boss necessarily told her that he knew that she lied.
Right.
It just would be too messy.
Oh, geez. Okay. That is.
Yeah.
Quite a bigger mess than I'm sure that you were anticipating. All right. Well, hey, thank you for the follow-up. I hope the best for you in your new position. Congratulations again. I don't want to, you know, overshadow that.
But thank you. I
can understand your remorse a little bit over, you know, your coworker and friend there.
Well, thank you. Hope everything works out for her.
Uh-huh. Mike texts in all caps, don't feel guilty, girl.
Oh, wow. Derek and Shannon are on the other side of that. Crappy friend, you knew you would get it, and you threw her under the bus. Like,
yeah.
I can't believe.
I don't know if there is a... She's making her own bed, right? Like,
well, I hope that the coworker, former coworker, is not listening.
Man.
I mean, you know...
Or, no,
that
no.
That could if, rub some salt in the wound.
Okay, yeah, I don't know. Okay, yeah, that is an interesting update. She got the job. That's great. Congratulations for her. The way she got it, though, is a little bit suspect. So
people are not kind on text.
All right. Well,
Steph is like, what a bee. I hope karma bites her in the butt.
Well, let's dive into some of those. I just want to hear what people have to say here. Coming up in just a sec on 99.7 DJX. So we got an update from a listener who had reached out to us last week about this job promotion that she and her colleague were both up for. Here is the thing. She knew that her friend and colleague had lied on her resume and was like, hey, do I tell my boss? Well, we just got the update. She did. And her friend got fired.
Yeah, a lot of people were kind of thinking this is really savage. Tiffany's like, so you can open your mouth and tell your boss, but it's the right thing to do. However, you can't open your mouth on what you did and tell your friend. That's a really good point.
Yeah, John said a college degree doesn't instantly make you more qualified. However, friend should have been fired for lying on her resume. There's that. Jamie says, based on this job title, it sounds like the person had to have a degree regardless. So if she got fired because of that, it's only because she didn't have an actual degree.
Okay. So Crystal says that maybe they don't teach you in college to reach your hand back down for the rest when you make it to the top, to not step on others to get there. Seriously, not cool.
Lisa said, honey, several of us pointed out that she could get fired. Can't act like you didn't know now.
This is true. This is a true statement. We can roll back the tape. It was all right there.
Yeah.
We did mention that part. That was a possibility. Chad said, I really think she should have confronted her coworker first and said, hey, sister, listen, withdraw your name from this promotion because I know you lied about your resume. Handled it woman to woman. Thank God this girl's not in the mob. LOL. She might need some witness protection program if she was.
Yeah, this is kind of wild. Roxanne said, I once got my boss fired. And he came to bite me in the butt when I went looking for another job because he was the only one that would hire me, and he knew I got him fired.
Oh, wow. So, oh, there sounds like an amazing story there.
Man.
Dang.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think there were a lot of ways to approach this. Maybe the way that she approached it wasn't necessarily the most HR friendly, compliant. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I like Chad's idea. He should have just confronted her saying, hey, I'm aware that you lied on your resume. Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and just make this easier.
Yeah, I mean,
take yourself out.
Listen, there were several people that were like, we said all this stuff, but she just didn't listen. Like,
it was all tossed out there. We threw lots of darts at the bullseye. She didn't take any.
I mean, maybe she just got nervous in the moment, like, she lied.
Yeah, it could have been, because you did say that too.
Yeah, Melanie, Melanie was like, you know, the bad part is the woman didn't even know why she got fired and won't even learn not to lie on job applications. Well, I mean, we don't know
that.
Yeah, we don't know.
We're not sure if she was told or not.
All right.
Okay, so this is going to, we're going to file this in a maybe how not to handle the situation, what advice not to take, because there were people that said, yes, girl, tell.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So maybe it's, let's sift through the right advice to take.
Sift through the right advice to take.
Which is normally non-confrontational.
All right, there you go.
So uncomfortable.
We'll put it all up on the podcast so you can listen back to the original. And you can hear what everybody said originally, and then you can hear what she actually did. WDJX.com.
I really don't want to do group therapy anymore. I don't want to do it. We're going to be fired.
I mean, we didn't do it. We told her what not to do.
But now I'm nervous.
All right.
Oh, gosh.
WDJX.com. Click listen. I don't know if you saw trending over the weekend, Mrs. Doubtfire and NC-17. And you're like, what is that all about? I just saw a bunch of people like tweeting, give me the NC-17 Mrs. Doubtfire. So.
Yes.
Apparently, the director, Chris Columbus, he directed the original movie back in 1993, obviously, that stars the late Robin Williams as Mrs. Doubtfire. It's a classic movie. If you haven't seen it, I highly suggest it. It's fantastic. It was PG-13. That was the rating for the movie when it came out, PG-13.
But if you know anything about Robin Williams, is you know he was famous for just ad-libbing and doing like a ton of alternate versions of the written lines. And sometimes up to like 22 other takes.
That's funny. So the director, Chris Columbus, was saying, okay, look, he would go into territory that wouldn't be appropriate for a PG-13 movie. But certainly appropriate and hilariously funny for an R-rated film. He said...
Didn't go into NC-17 land, but R-rated, yes.
Yeah, he was like,
really funny stuff.
I used NC-17 as a joke. There could be no NC-17 version of Mrs. Doubtfire. But the R-rated cut would be hysterical and would likely never be seen.
But he said he would be open to making a documentary about making the movie... So that he could share
some
more of his comic genius. I mean, because, you know, Robin Williams was a comic genius.
Yes.
And even though the lines are sassier and wouldn't make the family-friendly cut, this could be a way to showcase it.
That is great. So, yeah.
So maybe we can keep hoping that'll happen.
You can read more about that at WDJX.com. But, yeah, if you saw Mrs. Doubtfire and NC-17 trending over the weekend and you're like, I didn't think there was an NC-17 version of Mrs. Doubtfire. There wasn't, but... There could have been an R-rated version for sure.
Hello! Isn't that one of your few impressions? Hello, Eugenia Doubtfire.
Yeah, I kind of go Mrs. Doubtfire when I do a British woman. Hello!
She wasn't British.
No, she was not. They lived in San Francisco. All right, so yeah, you can
read
more about that at WDJX.com.
I did actually see the house that was in the movie. I stood on the front steps and had my picture taken in front of it in college.
There you go.
There you go. That's
all
my
right.
Connection.
Coming up next, it's your feel-good story.
This is a bona fide feel-good. Listen, I might have stretched it earlier in the show. This is a really bona fide. It's another, like, really young, smart person. So, again, feel good for them.
Okay.
Maybe feel bad for us.
All right. That is on the way next. Every hour we do this. Kelly K.
There's a 17-year-old in Montana. Her name is Kimberly Strable.
Mm-hmm.
She studied at California Intercontinental University.
Okay.
And has now become the youngest American in history to earn a doctorate.
Wow, from KRTB.
Meet Dr. Kimberly Strable.
I'm the third youngest in all of world history to ever get a doctorate in any subject, the youngest in all of world history to ever get a doctorate in business, and the youngest in American history to ever get a doctorate in any field.
Wow.
Okay.
Dang.
So she's a smart cookie.
Yeah.
She said she's looking forward to starting her career in executive management.
Okay.
She said, I was just so happy and glowing, so relieved because it's been a long journey. It's been a long journey? She's 17.
She's 17 years old.
Yeah.
How long of a journey could it have been?
Not long compared to other people, but this is not like new to their family. Her older sister earned a master's degree in just days after turning 18.
Oh, wow.
And her three younger siblings have all expressed an interest in getting their degrees at a young age.
Why? Okay.
It's like, pump the brakes. Why do you want to get thrust into the real world working at 17?
Yeah, because you'll be doing it the rest of your life.
Exactly. Like, slow down and be a kid.
Oh, wow.
Smart person, but congratulations.
Yeah, this is a feel-good, remember? It's a feel-good.
It is a feel-good.
She's doing incredible things.
But I mean, like, she gets to say she's a doctor, I mean, in front of her name at the age of 17.
That's right.
Dr. Kimberly Strable.
I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Okay, so yeah, like I said, feel good for her, feel bad for us.
All right.
We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
There you go. I know we haven't said much about the Mars Perseverance rover since it landed on Mars several weeks ago, but now we're starting to get some audio from actual Mars, which is kind of cool. And even though the audio isn't all that like special, you're not going to hear like aliens having a conversation.
That's kind of what I was thinking. Like, unless we're having like conversations on Mars, like what can we possibly be hearing? Wind?
So it's like a, almost like a weird staticky sort of. And they're not. So you hear that?
Is that just like
that's
a
Mars
machine taking readings?
No,
or something?
No. It's and that's what they say. They don't say that it's like actual. It's not the rover itself making the noise because it stopped and it's just listening. But this is outer space. This is Mars. Yeah. Okay. So, anyways.
I just keep waiting to hear like a Martian say, "Hey, did you guys bring some Starbucks?"
Hello.
Is that what your Martian sounds like?
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for coming to our planet.
Hello. Thank you. Hi.
Will you be staying long?
I would like to say hello and introduce myself. My name is Gary.
Gary the Martian. Oh, my God. I need a new show with Gary the Martian. Like, we need to do, like, a rover-produced show, Gary the Martian, Life on Mars.
And all,
this is amazing.
All Gary's colleagues are, like, rolling their eyes going, great. Of course, Gary's the first person, first one to make contact.
Gary.
Of course, it's Gary.
Hello. Hi.
They're gonna think they they're gonna totally get the wrong impression of what we are because of Gary.
Anyway. What kind of job does Gary do? Does he have a job?
I don't know. Maybe Gary doesn't have a job. Who knows? Maybe he
rakes rocks.
Maybe he's just a happy-go-lucky Martian there.
He's a happy-go-lucky. He's probably naked.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have malls up there.
Well, 100% he's naked.
Yeah.
Like I said, I think it's kind of cool that we're now getting audio from the Mars rover. I mean, however, it would have been cooler to hear Gary the Martian going,
Gary the Martian.
Welcome to our planet.
Oh my God.
All right. Coming up next, we got a message from a listener, and I just think it's kind of funny. And so I just want to toss it out there. And I don't know how far we can go with this, but it involves traveling and it involves going on road trips and things like that. And it's a you know, what the boyfriend is expecting the girlfriend to do on the trip. Now, this could mean several different things.
So is this the first trip with the boyfriend?
No.
Oh, okay.
Nope, not the first. So anyways, we'll dive into that coming up here next. If you ever have just the need to get a third opinion or just from people who maybe don't have any sort of emotional connection in your situation, you can always shoot us a message at Ben and Kelly Show and we'll toss it out and see what we can do. This listener reaches out to us and says, look, guys, I love to travel and really enjoy getting away for the weekend whenever possible. However, my boyfriend of 4 years has put a real damper on this for me. He seems obsessed with the idea of my flashing truckers when we are on the road.
What?
He will pull up beside an 18-wheeler, slow down, expecting me to show off the goods.
Why?
This makes me very uncomfortable. When I refuse...
Well, yeah.
She says, when I refuse, it turns into a huge fight, and he ends up not speaking to me for days.
Oh, my gosh.
He claims that he does so much for me every day, and he can't understand why I can't do this one thing for him. It has caused a lot of ridiculous fights between us. What can I do?
Well, for one thing, what if she caused a wreck with her show? Like catching some trucker off guard. I mean, I don't think that's like the safest thing to do. Plus, I mean, that's kind of like a violation to her. He wants her to expose herself to strangers.
Okay, so
on the road.
There's a couple things here. One, I want to know if there are any truckers listening within the sound of my voice. Is this a routine thing? Because I'm sure you sit up high, you see things that not everybody does because of your viewpoint.
Yes, you can look down into cars.
And have you seen stuff that you're convinced is on purpose just to give you a show? Because
probably.
I don't know how often I just didn't think that this was like something that happened. Like Mike texts in and says this was a trend back in the 70s. Mike sounds like he's heard some things.
He's seen some life.
he's seen and experienced some things.
He's lived some stuff.
Man. But then on the other side, it's like, all right, so she's been seeing this guy for 4 years.
Yeah.
And he is continuing to do this, obviously not taking her feelings into account here. Unless she just has not ever said, I'm really upset that you are continuing to ask me to do this.
Barbara rolls in here and she's like, my dad's a truck driver. Says he sees all sorts of stuff like this and more very often. People with no pants.
Wow. Okay.
Hey, Sassy, what is happening on the highways?
All right.
Let's think about safety.
Man.
You know, hands at 10 and 2. Let's keep our clothes on. And Natalie also said, you know what? Yeah, just throw the whole man away. She has every right to her body. Tell him if he wanted to have control over someone else, he should go get a little blow-up friend.
Yeah. Like I said, there's a lot of things here and a lot of feelings I have for her and the relationship she's in. And there's a lot of...
That's a lack of respect.
Right yeah, there. Yeah, for sure. So yeah.
A big lack of respect. The fact that he gets so mad when she's like, no.
Right, like that they don't talk for a while. Right.
Yeah, that's excessive.
All right,
like, 502. I feel like there is something else happening in this relationship.
Sure. 502-571-9970. We've got an interesting situation from a listener here on 997DJX who has a boyfriend of 4 years, and every time they travel in the car for like a weekend getaway or something, he always wants and expects her to flash truckers while they're on the road. And then if she doesn't, then it turns into like this big fight and doesn't talk to her for days. And she's like, what can I do? And
that's a big red flag in my book. The fact he gets so mad.
Yeah.
About the fact that she doesn't want to flash her bits to strangers on the road.
Right. And I was like, I didn't even think this was a thing. And so Scott rolls in. He says, I'm a truck driver from Louisville and we do get flashed on occasion. And it's funny. We
it's
just
more of an old school thing.
Yeah, wave and smile or honk the horn, and then responding to whether or not it's a distraction. He's like, well, you have to look at it this way. Most of the truck drivers are out there for months at a time, and seeing
wow.
that is a little bit of excitement to break up the boringness of the road. All right.
Okay.
So
all right.
Is
but
it?
The fact is, she doesn't want to do it. And that's the root of this entire scenario. She does not want to. And he gets mad at her and doesn't talk to her for days. Like, that, in my mind, is a very big red flag in the relationship. Like, he sounds manipulative.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people are, instead of trying to fix the whole, hey, let's try to fix the boyfriend from asking you to flash truckers on your trips, to, hey, this is something you need, this is a red flag, and you maybe need to reevaluate your relationship altogether.
100%. I mean, because they've been together for like 4 years, and if this is like still a huge issue and a recurring issue,
that's
not good.
I mean, you know, like for a joke, I may have said that to my wife one time, and if she said no, I would never touch it again.
Well, yeah, no.
You know, never again. I don't even think I ever did it once as a joke. Like, hey.
I was going to say, you have to have a little bit of an exhibitionist in your personality, I think, to like be like, okay. Like,
oh,
me,
man.
For one, would never do it.
I mean, but
if somebody repeatedly asked me and then didn't talk to me for days because I didn't want to do that, no, I'm not sticking around.
Yeah. But man, that is interesting. Like, as a trucker, like the things that you've seen. Whew.
Oh, I'm sure you could write some like trucker confessions.
I know,
like,
right?
You write a book. I'd buy it.
I'd buy trucker confessions for sure. All right. So yeah, if you want to, if you're not in a great spot to comment or whatever, you want to always look back, you can always do that on our Facebook page at Ben and Kelly Show. All right. Setting the bar. These stories are always stories that set the bar for your day very low. Okay.
Sample. Yeah, small little goal you can set by literally not doing anything.
Yeah. This one, homegrown, right out of Shepherdsville. Before we get into this, do you remember, gosh, maybe it was a year ago, maybe even longer, when people were going around putting on the internet videos of them opening up ice cream containers and licking them and putting them back?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, people got arrested for that.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't good.
Yeah. So maybe Tiffany didn't get the memo that this was over. So if you can,
she's like, wait, I'm going to do that challenge.
Manage to make it through the day without licking $500 worth of products at Kroger, then you're doing okay.
Holy cow.
She really liked ice cream.
Oh, wow.
All right. So store officials said it's unclear how much product Tiffany may have actually licked, but it was estimated at just under $500. So they had to quarantine the entire section of the freezer that she was caught in, because they couldn't risk that she didn't get some of the other ones. You know what I mean?
Dang. See, here's the thing, though. A lot of those containers are like sealed with plastic. So was she like taking a little pocket knife, taking that seal off, lifting up the lid? Licky, licky,
but
put the lid back on and back in the freezer?
Some of them, and this is, I think, why Bluebell was targeted, don't. Like, Bluebell, you just take it off the top, and there you go.
That's true.
So, again.
You should maybe think about putting that plastic seal on top.
Well, Tiffany didn't get the memo that we were done with that little viral challenge, and that was never good to begin with. And so now, she's the subject of our Setting the Bar story, straight out of Shepherdsville. If you can manage to make it through the day without licking just under $500 worth of products there at Kroger, you're doing okay.
I feel as though she has set herself up, though, to maybe get a job as an ice cream tester. I mean, clearly, she's tried a lot of different flavors. I wonder if she has a favorite.
You are looking at this story in a different way, aren't you?
It's a glass is half full kind of way. Maybe she could turn it into a situation, a little opportunity, you know, once she gets out of jail.
I get upset when I open up my, like, little thing of hair wax, you know, paste, whatever, and I've seen that someone has stuck their finger on that.
Oh, they sampled it.
Yeah, they sampled it before I got
it. My hair.
I know.
Do I look great?
I get mad when I see that. This is unacceptable. She cannot be doing this. Tiffany,
listen,
get the memo.
Even,
we don't do this.
Even with a manager special, like, you could just scrape the top layer right off.
All right.
Are we selling this at a discount? Would you buy it?
Yes, exactly. That's the question. If you were walking through the store and you saw a manager special 50% off previously licked ice cream, then you're like, are you going in? Because
how deep could the tongue have gone?
Listen.
You could just scrape off the top.
Careful.
Don't keep that clip.
Careful. I'm going to keep that clip.
Don't keep the clip. Oh, my God.
All right, setting the bar. The vigilante has hacked in and said Vanessa is the word that you should be getting into the website, which led us to believe that maybe Vanessa is somehow connected to the vigilante.
Like maybe it's his wife. Her name is Vanessa Vigilante, or it's his girlfriend, or it's an early request for Throwback Thursday for Vanessa Carlton.
Yeah, these are all things that Kelly threw out, but yeah, Vanessa. V-A-N-E-S-S-A is the word to get into the website at WDJX.com. If you missed
it.
A couple hours ago, we heard from a listener who had talked to us last week about a promotion that she was up for. The same promotion that a friend and a colleague was up for. And was wondering if she should tell her boss on her because she knows that she lied on her resume, didn't actually graduate from college with a GPA. And we were all like back and forth with it. And
but I think we kind of landed on, hey, don't think you should be the one to say anything to the boss. I don't know if there's somebody else you feel like you could like give the information to the boss, but you need to stay out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she took our advice.
No, she didn't, in her own words.
So I did end up telling my boss.
Mm-hmm. Directly?
Yeah. So there's some good news and some bad news.
Okay, good news and bad news. You ready?
So not only did I get the promotion, but my friend was actually fired.
Okay,
yeah, we did, for the record, mention that was a possibility.
We did.
In the advice that was tossed out on the radio box.
And again, I sometimes feel like, you know, when people come to us and they want us to talk about their situation because they want, you know, advice, and we do, I think sometimes they've already got their mind made up.
Oh, yeah, they totally did, because there were some people like, yes, you need to tell. But I think we landed on, like, in summing it up, I think we feel the best approach is, and it wasn't that.
No, it wasn't that at
it
all.
It wasn't that.
It wasn't that at all. Which we did get some interesting text messages from listeners that are like, "You, this lady obviously felt threatened by the better employee and then told the boss on her."
Oh, now there were a couple of people in her corner saying, I don't think she did anything wrong.
Right.
It was maybe a little on the savage level.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Chad suggested something I think was probably the best way to go is just confront the coworker, say, hey, I know that you fudged something on your resume, so, like, why don't you do the right thing and admit that to the boss?
Here's the thing. We could have said that. She wouldn't have listened to it anyways.
That's true.
She wouldn't have listened to it anyways.
Clearly forging her own path on that one.
Anyways. All right. So if you want to listen back to the entire update on that, it's up posted WDJX.com. Man, I'll tell you, are you watching any basketball games today?
No. Again, I like, at best, care only because of my husband's mood when Kentucky's a part of it. They're not a part of it.
No.
So, yeah, I'm blissfully, like, just walking through my life, caring.
I know. There are several games today. LSU Michigan, I think, is going to be a big one today or tonight at 7 o'clock. This is for a bid into the Sweet 16, by the way. Also, the Colorado Florida State. The big names that have been popping up, Ohio University, not Ohio State. Ohio State got bumped off by Oral Roberts. Ohio University, who upset Virginia last year's national championship. And then Oral Roberts, who upset Ohio State and then upset Florida, is headed to play Arkansas in the Sweet 16. So
I'm voting for Oral Roberts because that's the one with the nun, right?
No. That's Loyola.
No. Ola. Okay. That's who I'm voting for.
Yeah. Loyola takes on Oregon State on Saturday because they upset number one seeded Illinois.
Yeah,
because
that's who we need to win the whole thing now.
Sister Jean is
Sister Jean is
the old nun who doesn't miss one of their games and was there rooting on Loyola to victory there over Illinois.
And listen, if they get to the final game,
mm-hmm.
they need to get Sister Jean out to, like, dunk it at least once or something. That needs to happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a wild tournament so far. So, anyways, Hopefully, you're still in it. If you missed anything from the show, quite a bit of stuff covered. Everything from setting the bar stories to the sounds of Mars to group therapy, flashing truckers and updates and all that stuff. It's crazy. You can listen back on the website.
It was a lot to unpack for a Monday.
Yeah, we kicked off the week.
Some snacks.
Yeah, we kicked off the week. Yeah, you can hear just the segments, or we'll get the entire show up here in a little bit later on here today, and you can just catch the entire show without songs or commercials. But other than that, have a good one. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX. Brand new episode. Brand new episode.